Hello and welcome to this episode of the ESG Fitness Podcast. I'm going to talk about one of my favourite topics this week, which is impatience. And I'm going to talk about how you can use it as an advantage. And this was spurred on from a conversation I had with a new one-to-one client this weekend. And she noted in her consultation form that she was impatient and competitive. I don't know why I found that word so hard to say. She was impatient and competitive. And so am I, and I actually think that most people are, but it just manifests in different ways. So for example, I am not particularly outwardly competitive or competitive with other people, but I'm very competitive with myself and the standards that I hold of myself. And often with others, but they would never know. So by that I mean, I might be competitive with someone in my own head, but I don't show it, nor do I think that that is a particularly nice trait to be competitive with someone else. Anyway, both of these traits, being competitive and impatience, can either hold you back or be an advantage depending on how you see them and how you channel your energy and thus your actions. And a point I want to make is that a lot of people describe themselves as impatient as if they are the only people that are impatient, or as if they are more impatient than other people, right? Same way as people describe themselves as hungrier, which could actually be true. And same with, like, you could be more impatient than someone else. But the truth is, everybody feels impatience. Everyone. Just like everybody feels hunger. It's not the reason that people aren't getting results. It's not like, oh, I'm actually very successful at fat loss because I didn't ever feel impatient about getting results. That isn't the case. Everybody feels impatient. It's just that some people act on it and give up and others don't. And I will let you guess who is more successful. So impatience can also be a strength. And this is the point I want to make. So being impatient with your actions, but patient with your results, will certainly get you further in life than waiting for the right time. If you are impatient to get results, then use that as motivation to get going. The absolute quickest way to get results is to start. And if you want impatience to be a positive for you, then you have to learn how to manage it. So there's this observation that your biggest strength, or your biggest strengths, plural, can also be your biggest weaknesses if you don't know how to manage them. And that is certainly true for impatience. So giving up because you're impatient is, for sure, the quickest way not to get results. The best thing you can do if you're impatient is to keep going. The absolute fastest way and most efficient route to your goal is to not give up. What most people do when they feel impatient is give up, right? And that will only mean that they then have to start again. So think of this in practical terms. If you were running a marathon and you kept stopping, do you think it would take longer? Or even worse, you kept stopping and then actually started walking backwards, right? So the equivalent of giving up on your diet and then putting on weight. Like, how much longer would it take to finish the marathon if you kept stopping and then walking backwards and then having to start again even further back? If you are committed to finishing the marathon, or committed to finishing an outcome or a goal, that might be losing weight, it might be building a business, it might be learning a new skill, it might be finishing a book, whatever it is, the only way to get there quicker is to keep going and not give up. So it's pretty illogical to give up when you feel impatient. And it's an excuse that I now refuse to accept of myself. Like, I will give up on something if I decide that I don't want the outcome enough to put the effort in that is required to get there. If I was like, and this happens with loads of clients, if they're like, oh, do you know what? My goal is to have abs. And then when they're pretty lean, they're like, oh, it's actually not worth the sacrifice it would require to get leaner to have abs. So I'm going to give up on that goal. That is a great reason to give up on that goal. It means that then you have more time and energy to put into other pursuits. So if you give up on a goal, make sure it's for the right reasons. But I would never give up on a goal just because I'm impatient. If I still want the outcome, being impatient and giving up because I'm impatient is only going to make the process take longer. If you are impatient, but you still want the outcome, Stop expecting it to be exciting. Stop expecting it to entertain you. This is especially true for fat loss. It's not meant to be exciting, but it's also not meant to take up your whole life, right? You will need far less patience if you stop waiting. If you tell yourself you're waiting, you often need more patience. If you get on with living your life and you're also at the same time creating a bit of a deficit and thus losing body fat, like, that's it. That is the process of fat loss. If you're bored of fat loss, find something else exciting to do. If you're bored, you're probably approaching it wrong. And this is harsh, but if you're bored of the fat loss process, it's probably actually your life that is boring. Set some goals outside of fat loss. Use them to excite you. Do other exciting things. The fat loss part isn't meant to be exciting. And again, I don't know if this is a good analogy or not, but you wouldn't get bored of like a tree growing, right? You accept that it takes time to grow, but you also wouldn't give up on it if it hasn't grown to a full tree in a week. You just let it grow while you get on with your life doing other things. Fat loss is kind of a bit like that. Have it going on in the background while you also enjoy your life. And then the other point that I wanted to make, really the conversation I had with this client before they signed up about being competitive. When you realize that not giving up, and mostly not giving up when others would, is genuinely the only competitive advantage you will ever need, you start to learn to lean into that. And you start to kind of get competitive with that. Like, I'm the person who doesn't give up. When I'm serious about an outcome, I'm the person who doesn't give up, right? But I'm also, I guess that actually it's a bad saying if you don't caveat it with, when I'm committed to an outcome, I don't give up. But when I think, hey, actually, there might be a better route to this, or there might be, maybe I don't want that goal anymore. Maybe I thought I really wanted abs or to make X amount of money or to do something, but actually I've decided the effort required isn't worth the outcome anymore. That's a good reason to give up. But if you're still fixated on that outcome, you still want that outcome, then don't give up. And when you realize that simply the ability to stick to things, even when you're bored, even when you feel impatient, even when you lack motivation, is the edge and is what makes you stand out. It's what makes you successful. If I could choose one superpower, it would be that. Although, no, actually, maybe I'd have Bernard's watch. But hey, like, one realistic superpower, it would be that. Because 99 times out of 100, the reason that you didn't achieve the outcome you wanted is because you gave up, not because you weren't capable. So if you think you could be achieving more with the ability that you have, and I absolutely guarantee you that you could, that is exactly what you will get from working with me. And it's very similar to the work I do with coaches growing their businesses. So if you're a coach listening, head to afmentors.com, book a call with me. I will push you and support you in equal measure. And if you're looking to improve your body composition, if you're looking to lose body fat, if you want to change the way that you're thinking about diet and exercise and approach this from a positive mindset, not a negative one, and prove to yourself what you are capable of, then head over to esgfitness.co.uk, fill in the application, and I will email you. I hope that you have enjoyed this short, sharp episode. And if you have, make sure you tag me on Instagram and let me know at ESG Fitness. If you haven't rated or reviewed the podcast, it makes such a difference. Please, please do that. And have an incredible day.